Lakers mentor Del Harris. He scored 36 centers in a final and completed with midpoints of 24.5 points and 5.3 rebounds back in four games. As a new kid on the block in 1996 and 97, Bryant was, for the most part, fell off the seat behind the gatekeepers Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel. At that time, he turned into the most youthful previous partner, Andrew Burham, and turned into the youngest NBA starter. At first, Bryant played constrained minutes. However, as the season proceeded, he started to see some additional playing time. Before the finish of the period, he arrived at the midpoint of 15.5 minutes per game. During the All-Star weekend, Bryant took an interest in the rookie challenge and won the 1997 slam dunk contest, turning into the most youthful dunk champion at 18 years old. Bryant's exhibition during the time earned him a spot on the NBA All-Rookie second team with individual seat partner Travers Knight. The Lakers progressed towards the Western Conference elimination rounds at the end of the season games against the Utah Jazz when Bryant was squeezed into a lead job toward the finished player ever to play in the NBA games, a record since broken only by Jermaine O'Neal in Game 5. Bryant missed the play with a sprained wrist. Robert Horry was shut out for battling with Utah's J.K., and Shaquille O'Neal fouled out when staying in the final quarter. Bryant shot four air balls toward the finish of the game. The Jazz won 98-93 in extra time to kill the Lakers 4-1. He initially missed a match dominating two-point bounce shot in the final quarter, and afterward fizzled 3-3-point field objectives in the additional time. Remembering two tying shots for the last moment, O'Neal remarked, "Bryant was the main person who had the guts at an opportunity to take shots like that." In Bryant's subsequent season, he got all the more playing time and started to show a higher amount of his capacities as a skilled youthful watchman. Subsequently, Bryant's midpoints dramatically increased from 7.6 to 15.4 points per game. Bryant would see an expansion in minutes when the Lakers played little, which would highlight Bryant playing little forward close by the watchman. He would, for the most part, back up. Bryant was a sprinter up for the NBA's Sixth Man of the Year award, and through fan casting a ballot, he additionally turned into the youngest NBA All-Star starter in NBA history. He was joined by colleagues O'Neal, Van Exel, and Jones, making it the first run-through since 1983 that four players on a similar group were chosen to play in a similar All-Star game. Bryant's 15.4 points per game were the most noteworthy of any non-starter in the season. The 1998-99 season denoted Bryant's rise as head protection in the Alliance. With the beginning watchmen Van Exel and Jones exchanged, Bryant began each game for the lockout abbreviated 50-game season. During the season, Bryant marked a six-year contract augmentation worth $70 million. This kept him with still the finish of the 2003-2004 season. Indeed, even at the beginning period of his profession, sports writers were contrasting his aptitudes with those of Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. The season finisher results, be that as they may, were no better, as the Seekers were cleared by the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference semifinals. Chapter 9, Three-Peat, 1999 through 2002. His fortunes would improve when Phil Jackson took over as mentor of the Lakers in 1999. Following quite a while of relentless improvement, Bryant got one of the head shooting watches in the group, acquiring appearances in the Alliance's All-NBA All-Star and All-Defensive groups. The Lakers became the title contenders under Bryant and O'Neal, who shaped a singular focus protect blend. Jackson used the triangle offense that he actualized to win 6 titles with the Chicago Bulls. This offense would help both Bryant and O'Neal ascend to the elite class of the NBA. 3 titles were won continuously, 2000, 2001, and 2002, further solidifying this view. Bryant was sidelined for about a month and a half preceding the beginning of the 1999 and 2000 season because of hand damage that he had brought about during a preseason game against the Washington Wizards. When Bryant was back and playing more than 38 minutes a game, he had an expansion in every accurate classification during the 99 and 2000 season. This, remember, driving the group for bits of help per game and takes per game. A couple of O'Neal and Bryant supported with a solid seat prompted the Lakers dominating 67 matches, tied for the 5th most in history. This preceded the O'Neal winning the MVP, and he is named to the All-NBA second team and the All-NBA defensive team, without precedent for this profession. Most youthful players to get the guarded distinctions. While assuming a supporting role to O'Neal at the end of the season games, Bryant had some grip exhibitions, including a 25-point, 11-rebound, 7-assist, 4 straight in the match number 7 of the WC Finals against the Portland Trail Blazers. He additionally tossed a backstreet whoop-go to O'Neal to secure the game and the arrangement. In the 2000 Finals against Indiana, Bryan harmed his lower leg in the second quarter of Game 2 in the wake of arriving on the Pacers' Jalen Rose's foot. Rose later conceded that he set his foot under Bryant deliberately. Bryant didn't come back to the game, and he likewise missed Game 3 because of the injury. In Game 4, Bryant scored 22 points in the subsequent half. As O'Neal fouled out of the Olympic success, the Lakers won their first title since 1988. Factually, the 2000 and 2001 season saw Bryant perform likewise to the earlier year, yet he found the average value of 6 additional points per game, that is 28.5, among Bryant and O'Neal. It was additionally the year when contradictions between Bryant and O'Neal started to surface. By and by, Bryant drove the group to help with 5 of each game. The Lakers, nonetheless, just won 56 games, an 11-game drop-off from the year earlier. The Lakers would react by going 15-1 at the end of the season games. They effectively cleared the Portland Trail Blazers in the first round. In the elimination round, the Lakers made the Sacramento Kings. In Game 4 against the Kings, Bryant recorded 48 points, 16 rebounds, a 119-113 arrangement, securing the win. They cleared the San Antonio Spurs in the meeting finals to progress to the finals, before losing the first game against the Philadelphia 76ers in overtime. They would proceed to win the following 4 games and carry their second title to Los Angeles in the same number of seasons. During the end of the season games, Bryant played substantial minutes, which brought his details up to 29.4 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 6.1 assists per game. At the end of the season games, partner O'Neal proclaimed Bryant the best player in the group. Bryant wound up making All-NBA's second group and the All-NBA defensive team for the 2nd straight year. What's more, he was additionally cast a ballot to begin the NBA All-Star Game for the 3rd year consecutively. From 2001 and 2002, Bryant played 80 games, without precedent for his vocation. On January 14, 2002, Bryant recorded at that point a professional high of 56 points, an obliging 5 rebounds and 4 assists, a 120-81 win over the meeting of Memphis Grizzlies. He proceeded with his overall play by averaging 25.2 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists per game. Bryan additionally had a professional high of 46.9 shooting average and by and by drove his group in support. He guaranteed his first All-Star MVP trophy after a 31-point execution in Philadelphia when fans uproariously booed him as they had all through the game. Coming from his previous remark to the 76ers during a finals that the Lakers were going to remove your heart. While making the All-NBA defensive group once more, Bryan was additionally named to the All-NBA first team without precedent for his profession. The Lakers dominated 58 matches that year and completed second in the Pacific Division behind in-state rival the Sacramento Kings. He was suspended for one game after he punched Reggie Miller of the Indiana Pacers after the Lakers' March 1, 2002 triumph over the Pacers. The way to the finals would demonstrate much harder than the record run the Lakers had appreciated the earlier year. While the Lakers cleared the Blazers and defeated the Spurs 4-1 in the initial two rounds of the end-of-the-season games, the Lakers didn't have the home court advantage against Sacramento Kings. The arrangement would stretch to 7 games. The first run through this had happened to the Lakers since the 2000 Western Conference Finals. In any case, the Lakers had the option to beat their division opponents and make their third continuous NBA final. In the 2002 Finals against the New Jersey Nets, Bryant arrived at the midpoint of 26.8 points, 51.4 shooting average, 5.8 rebounds, 5.3 assists per game, which included scoring a fourth of the group's discussions. At age 23, Bryant turned into the most youthful player to win 3 titles. Bryant's play was prominent and commended for his exhibition in the final quarter of the games, explicitly the last 2 rounds of the end-of-the-season games. This solidified Bryant's notoriety for being a grip player. Chapter 10. Coming Up Short, 2002 to 2004. In the first round of the 2002-2003 season, Bryant scored 27 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 takes in an 87-82 misfortune to the meeting of the Spurs. On November 1st, Bryan recorded a triple twofold of 33 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists, 108-93 win over the LA Clippers. He additionally set an NBA precedent for 3-pointers in a game on January 7, 2003, when he made 12 against the Seattle Supersonics. Bryant found the average value of 30 points per game and set out on a notable run, posting at least 40 centers in 9 back-to-back games while averaging 40.6 in the whole month of February. What's more, he found the average value of 6.9 bounce-back, 5.9 assists, and 2.2 takeaways per game, all vocation highs to that point. Bryant was by and by cast a ballot to both the All-NBA and the All-Defensive first groups and came in the third spot in deciding in favor of the MVP grant. In the wake of completing a 50-32 in the customary season, the Lakers fumbled at the end of the season games and lost in the Western Conference semifinals in 6 games to the inevitable NBA champions, the San Antonio Spurs. In the accompanying season, the Lakers had the option to secure NBA's Carl and G. Payton to make another push at the NBA title. Bryant was captured for rape before the season started. This caused Bryant to miss a few games because of the court appearances or to go to court prior and travel around later in the same day. In the last round of the regular season, the Lakers played the Portland Trail Blazers. Bryant made 2 bell mixers to dominate the match and the Pacific Division title. Toward the finish of the final quarter, Bryant made a 3-pointer with 1.1 seconds left to send it into extra time. The game inevitably went to a subsequent additional time, where M. Bryant made another three-pointer as time lapsed to lift the Lakers past the Blazers 105-104. With the beginning lineup of O'Neal, Malone, Payton, and Bryant, the Lakers had the option to arrive at the NBA Finals. Be that as it may, they were vexed in five games by the Detroit Pistons, who won their first title since 1990. In that arrangement, Bryant found the average of 22.6 points per game and 4.4 assists. He shot a 35.1% from the field. Jackson's agreement as a mentor was not restored, and Rudy Tomjanovich dominated. O'Neal was exchanged to the Miami Heat for Lamar Odom, Caron Butler, and Brian Grant. The next day, Bryant declined an idea to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers and remarked with the Lakers on a 7-year contract. Chapter 11. Scoring records and season finisher upsets, 2004 through 2007. Bryant was formally examined and condemned during the 2004-2005 season, with his notoriety gravely harmed from all of that had occurred the year earlier. An especially hurting salvo came when Jackson composed a book, The Last Season, A Team in Search of Its Soul. The book, point by point, showed the occasions of the Lakers' turbulent 2003 and 2004 season and has a few reactions of Bryant. In the book, Jackson called Bryant uncoachable. Halfway through the season, Tomjanovich out of nowhere surrendered as Lakers' mentor, referring to the repeat of medical issues and depletion. Without Tomjanovich, stewardship of the rest of the Lakers' season tumbled to vocation associate mentor Frank Hamblin. Bryant was the group's second driving scorer at 27.6 points per game. However, he was encompassed by his shoddy supporting cast, and the Lakers went 34-48 and missed the end of the season Olympics without precedent for over 10 years. The year implied a drop in Bryant's general status in the NBA, as he didn't make the NBA All-Defensive Team and was likewise downgraded to the All-NBA Third Team. During the season, Bryant was additionally occupied with two open quarrels with Malone and Ray Allen. The 2005 and 06 season denoted a junction in Bryant's ball vocation. Regardless of past contrast with Bryant, Jackson came back to mentor the Lakers. Bryant embraced the move, and by all appearances, the two men cooperated well in the second time around, driving the Lakers once more into the end of the season games. Bryant's individual scoring achievements posted brought about the best measurable period of his profession. On December 20, 2005, Bryant scored 62 points on 75% against the Dallas Mavericks. Entering the final quarter, Bryant outscored the whole Mavericks group 62-61, the first time a player has done this through 75% since the presentation of the shot clock. At the point when the Lakers confronted the Miami Heat on January 16, 2006, Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal stood out as truly newsworthy by taking part in handshakes and embraces before the game, meaning an adjustment in the quarrel that had putrefied between them. After a month at the 2006 NBA All-Star Game, the two were seen chuckling together. On January 22, 2006, Bryant scored a vocation high of 81 points in a 122-104 triumph against the Toronto Raptors. Notwithstanding breaking the past establishment record of 71 set by Elgin Baylor, Bryant's 81-point game was the second most outstanding point aggregate in NBA history, outperformed uniquely by Chamberlain's 100-point game in 1962. While Chamberlain was sustained over and over by partners from inside shots in a victory win, Bryant made his shot for the most part. All things considered, in a game in which the Lakers trailed at halftime by 14 points and didn't pull away until the final quarter. Chamberlain playing in time, whenever games were paced quicker and scoring openings were progressively ample, represented 59% of his group's focuses in the Philadelphia 169-147 win. Contrasted to Bryant scoring 66% of the Lakers' 122 centers. In that equivalent month, Bryant additionally turned into the principal player since 1964 to score 45 points or more in four successive games, joining Chamberlain and Baylor as the leading players to do as such. For the long stretch of January, Bryant found the average value of 43.4 points per game, the eighth most elevated single-month scoring normal in the NBA history, and most Northworth and most noteworthy for any player other than Chamberlain. Before the finish of the 2005 and 2006 season, Bryant set Lakers single-season establishment records for the most 40-point games, that is 27, and most points scored, 2,832. He won the class's scoring title just because, by averaging 35.4 points per game, turning out to be only the fifth player in Allied history to average in any event 35 out of the season. Bryant completed in the fourth spot in the deciding in favor of the 2006 NBA Most Valuable Player Award, however, got 22 ahead of all comers' votes, second just to Steve Nash. Later in the season, it was accounted for that Bryant would change his shirt number from 8 to 24 toward the beginning of the 2006 and 2007 season. Bryant's first secondary school number was 24, preceding. He turned to 33. After the Lakers season finished, Bryant said on TNT that he needed 24 as a new kid on the block, yet it was inaccessible, as was 33, reassigned with Abdul-Jabbar. Bryant wore 143 at the Adidas ABCD camp and picked 8 by including those numbers. In the first round of the second of the season games, the Lakers played all around okay to arrive at a 3-1 arrangement lead over the Phoenix Suns, finishing with Bryant additional time compelling and match-dominating shots in Game 4. They came surprisingly close to killing the second-seeded Suns in Game 6. Be that as it may, they lost that game 126-118 in additional time. Regardless of Bryant's 27.9 points per play in the arrangement, the Lakers separated in that last stumble to the Suns in 7 games. After scoring 50 centers on 20 of 35 shooting in Game 6 misfortune, Bryant was scrutinized for just taking 3 shots in the second 50% of the 102-90 Game 7 misfortune to Phoenix. During the 2006-2007 season, Bryant was chosen to his 9th All-Star Game appearance, and on February 18th, he logged 31 points, 6 assists, and 6 takes, procuring his second vocation All-Star Game MVP trophy. Through the span of the period, Bryant got assisted with various on-court episodes. On January 28th, while endeavoring to draw contact on a potential match-dominating hop shot, he thrashed his arm, striking San Antonio Spurs watch Manu Ginobili in the face with his elbow. Following a league survey, Bryant was suspended for the resulting game at the Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. The premise given for the suspension was that Bryant had played out an unnatural movement in swinging his arm in reverse. Afterward, on March 6, he appeared to rehash the movement, this time striking Minnesota Timberwolves monitor Mark Jarek. On March 7, the NBA gave Bryant his subsequent himself during his playing days, the Black Mamba. On his first game back on March 9, he elbowed Kyle Korver in the face, which was retroactively renamed as a Type 1 glaring. On March 16th, Bryan scored a season-high 65 concentrations in a home game against the Portland Trail Blazers, which helped end the Lakers' seven-game losing streak. This was the second-best score in execution of his 11-year profession. In the accompanying game, Bryant recorded 50 points against the Minnesota Timberwolves, after which he scored 60 centers in a street win against the Memphis Grizzlies, turning into the second Laker to score three straight 50 or more point games, an accomplishment unheard of since Jordan last did it in 1987. The main other Laker to do so was Baylor, who likewise scored 50-plus in the three sequential challenges in December 1962. The next day in a game with the New Orleans Oklahoma City Hornets, Bryant scored 50 points, making him the second player in NBA history to have four straight 50-point games behind Chamberlain, who accomplished it twice with dashes of 5 and 7. Bryant completed the year with a sum of 10 50 or more point games, outperformed distinctively by Chamberlain. Bryant additionally won his subsequent straight scoring title that season, although the 2006-2007 season, his shirt turned into the top-selling NBA pullover in the United States and China. Various columnists have ascribed the improved deals to Bryant's new number, just as his preceding all-star execution on the court. In the 2007 NBA end-of-the-season game, the Lakers were indeed wiped out in the first round by the Phoenix Suns. Chapter 12. Back on Top, 2007 through 2010. On May 27th, he announced that Bryant expressed that he needed to be traded if Jerry West didn't come back to the group with the full position. Bryant later affirmed his longing for West's arrival to the establishment, however denied expressing that he would need to be traded if that didn't occur. In any case, after 3 days, on Stephen A. Smith's radio program, Bryant communicated indignation regarding a Lakers insider who asserted that Bryant was answerable for Shaquille O'Neal's takeoff from the group, and freely expressed, "I need to be exchanged." 3 hours later, in the wake of the offering that expression, Bryant expressed in another meeting that in the wake of the discussion with lead trainer Jackson, he had reevaluated his choice and chilled out on his exchange demand. Bryant was later appeared in an infamous video saying that middle Andrew Bryant. Bryant was later appearing in an infamous novice video saying that middle Andrew Bryant ought to have been traded for All-Star Jason Kidd. On December 23, 2007, Bryan turned into the most youthful player, 29 years, 122 days, to arrive at 20,000 points in a game against the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden in New York. After scoring 39 points and obliging 11 rebounds and 8 assists, LeBron James has since broken his record. On the 28th of March, Bryant scored a season-high 53 points to go with the 10 bounce back in misfortune with the Memphis Grizzlies. In spite of the damage to his shooting hand's little finger, portrayed as a total tear of the spiral security tendon, a separation break, a volar plate damage at the MCP joint that happened in a game on February 5th, 2008. Bryant played every one of the 82 rounds of the ordinary season as opposed to settling in on a medical procedure concerning damage. He expressed that he would want to defer any surgery until after our Lakers season and his current Summer's Olympic Games. In any case, this is a damage that myself and the Lakers therapeutic staff will simply need to keep on observing on an everyday premise. Toward the beginning of September 2008, Bryant chose not to have a medical procedure to fix the damage. Supported by the exchange for All-Star Paul Gasol, Bryant drove his group to the West driving 57-25 record. The Lakers cleared the Nuggets in the first round, and on May 6, 2008, Bryant was formally declared as the class MVP. He stated, "It's been a long ride. I'm glad to speak to this association, to speak to this city." West was liable for bringing Bryant to the Lakers, was close by at the question and answer session to watch Bryant get his MVP trophy from NBA magistrate David Stern. Harsh expressed, "Kobe merited it. He's had simply one more incredible season. Doesn't shock me one piece." Notwithstanding winning his MVP grant, Bryant was the primary consistent determination to the All-NBA group on May 8, 2008. For the third consecutive season and the sixth time of his profession, he would then feature the NBA All-Defensive First Team with Kevin Garnett, getting 52 points and extensive, including 24 ahead of all-comers, acquiring his eighth choice. The Lakers closed the 2007 and 08 season with 57-25 records, completing first in the Western Conference and setting themselves up for the first-round test against the Nuggets. In Game 1, he, who said he made himself an inspiration through the massive piece of the game, he scored 18 of his 32 concentrations over the most recent 8 minutes to keep Los Angeles safely ahead. That made Denver the underlying 50-win gathering to be gotten out of the first round of the finish of the period game since the Memphis Grizzlies to the San Antonio Spurs in 2004. In principal arrangement of the accompanying round, against the Jazz, Bryant scored 38 points as the Lakers beat the Jazz. The Lakers commanded the next match as well, yet dropped Game 3 and 4, even with Bryant setting 33.5 points per game. The Lakers by then won the next two games to rule the end adjust. This set up a Western Conference Finals compartment against the San Antonio Spurs. The Lakers crushed the Spurs in 5 games, sending themselves to the NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics. This signified the fifth time in Bryant's work and the main go-through without O'Neal, that he made the NBA Finals. The Lakers at that point lost to the Boston Celtics in 6 games. In the 2008-2009 season, the Lakers opened the crusade by winning their first 7 games. Bryant drove the group to tie the establishment record for most successes to begin the season, going 17-2. And by the center of December, they ordered a 21-3 result. He was chosen to his 11th back-to-back All-Star game as a starter. He was named the Western Conference Player of the Month for December and January. Notwithstanding being named the WSC Player of the Week, Notwithstanding being named the WSC Player of the Week multiple times, in a game against the Knicks, he scored 61 points, establishing a precedent for the most discussions composed at Madison Square Garden. During the 2009 NBA All-Star Game, Bryant countered 27 centers, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds. And 4 takes granted All-Star Game co-MVP with previous colleague O'Neal. The Lakers completed the customary season with the best record in the West, 65-17. Bryant was sprinter in the MVP MVP casting a ballot behind LeBron James and was chosen to the All-NBA First Team and the All-Defensive First Team for the 7th time in his work. Toward the finish of the period games, the Lakers squashed the Utah Jazz in 5 games and the Houston Rockets in 7 games in the opening 2 rounds by polishing off Denver Nuggets, in the conference by polishing off the Denver Nuggets in the conference finals in six games. The Lakers earned, the Lakers earned the subsequent straight outing to the NBA Finals. The Lakers cruised, The Lakers crushed the Atlantic, The Lakers crushed the Orlando Magic in five games. Bryant was granted his first NBA Finals MVP trophy after winning his fourth title, accomplishing arrangement midpoints of the 32.4 points, 7.4 assists and 5.6 rebounds, 1.4 takes, and 1.4 squares. He turned into the principal player since West in the 1969 in the NBA Finals to average a rate of 32.4 points, 7.4 assists for a final arrangement, and the first since Jordan to average 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists for a title-winning group in the finals. During the 2009-2010 season, Bryant made 6 match-dominating shots, including a bell-beating one-legged three-pointer against the Miami Heat on December 4, 2009. Bryant considered the shot one of the most fortunate he has ever made. After 7 days, Bryant endured a separation crack in his correct finger in the game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Regardless of the damage, Bryant chose to keep playing instead of taking time off to rest the injury. 5 days after his finger damage, he made another match-dominating shot after passing upon an open door in the guideline, this time against the Milwaukee Bucks in an extra-time game. Bryant additionally turned into the most youthful player, 31 years and 150 days, to arrive at the 25,000 point in his profession during the season, outperforming Chamberlain. He proceeded with his predominant grasp plays, making one more match-dominating three-pointer against the Sacramento Kings, in what might be the game-dominating three-pointer against the Sacramento Kings, and what might be the game-dominating field object against the Boston Celtics. The next day, he outperformed West to turn into an unequaled driving scorer in the Lakers' establishment history. After being sidelined for 5 games by a lower leg damage, Bryant made his arrival and made another grasp three-pointer to give the Lakers a big lead with 4 seconds staying against the Memphis Grizzlies. After 2 weeks, he made his 6th match-dominating shot of the period against the Toronto Raptors. On April 2, 2010, Bryant marked the 3-year contract augmentation worth $87 million. Bryant completed the regular season, missing 4 of the last 5 games because of wounds to his knee and finger. Bryant endured numerous injuries all through the season and thus missed 9 games. The Lakers started the end of the season games as the first seed in the Western Conference against Oklahoma City Thunder. In the end, crushing them in 6 games, the Lakers cleared the Utah Jazz in the second round and progressed towards the Western Conference Finals, where they confronted the Phoenix Suns. In Game 2, Bryant completed the game with 13 bits of help, setting another season finisher vocation high. It was the most assists by a Laker at the end of the season games since Magic Johnson had 13 in 1996. The Lakers proceeded to win the arrangement in 6 games, catching the Western Conference Championship and progressing to the NBA Finals for the 3rd consecutive season. In a rematch in the 2008, he, in spite of the shooting 6-for-24 from the field, drove the Lakers once again from a 13-point second from the last quarter deficiency in Game 7 to win the medal. He scored 10 of his game-high 23 points in the final quarter and completed the game with 15 rebounds. Bryant won his 5th title and earned his 2nd sequential NBA Finals MVP grant. This denoted the first run through the Lakers dominated a match 7 against the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. Bryant said this was the most fulfilling of the entirety of his 5 titles. Chapter 13, Chasing a 6th Title, 2010 through 2013. Bryant needed a sixth title to coordinate Jordan's aggregate. The Lakers began the 2010-11 season by winning their opening eight games. In his ninth round of the period, playing against the Denver Nuggets, Bryant turned into the youngest player in NBA history to arrive at 26,000 professional points. Bryant, likewise, recorded his first triple twofold since January 21, 2009. On January 30th, against the Celtics, he turned into the most youthful player to score 27,000 points. On February 1, 2011, Bryant got one of seven players with, at any rate, 25,000 centers, 5,000 rebounds, and 5,000 assists. In Boston, Bryant scored 20 of his 23 centers in the second half as the Lakers energized from a mid-15-point shortfall for a 92-86 win over the Celtics. It was the Lakers' first triumph of the period against one of the Alliance's main four groups. As they entered the game 0-5 in the past matchups, they had been outscored by a normal of 11 points. Bryant chose his 13th consecutive All-Star game in the wake of turning into the leading vote-getter, had 37 centers, 14 rebounds, and three that took into the 2011 All-Star match and dominated his fourth All-Star MVP, tying Hall of Famer Bob Parrott for the most All-Star MVP grants. During the season, Bryant moved from 12th to the 6th spot on the NBA Unequal Vocation score list, passing John Havlicek, Dominic Wilkins, Oscar Robertson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Elvin Hayes, and Moses Malone. Bryant finished the season averaging under 20 shots per game, his least from the 2003 to 2004. On 13 April 2011, the NBA fined Bryant $100,000 for coordinating a gay slur at ref Benny Adams in disappointment in the earlier days down. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation adulted the NBA's choice to excellent Bryant, and the Human Rights Association said that Bryant's language was a disrespect and tacky. Bryant expressed that he was available to talk about the issue with gay rights gatherings. He needed the claim is excellent. He later apologized for the utilization of the word. Bryant and different Lakers showed up in the Lakers' open help declaration condemning his conduct. The group's journey for another three-peat was finished when the Dallas Mavericks cleared them in the second round of the end-of-the-season games. Bryant got exploratory palate-rich plasma treatment, caught orthokine in Germany to treat the agony of his left side knee and lower leg, and Mike Brown supplemented the resigned Jackson as the mentor of the Lakers in the off-season. Bryant started the season playing with a harmed wrist. January 10, 2012, Bryant scored 48 points against the Suns. Not terrible for the seventh-best player in the group, said Bryant, alluding to a preseason ESPN positioning of the NBA's top players. He proceeded to score 40, 42, and 42 in his next three games. It was the sixth time in his vocation he scored at least 40 points in four straight games, and an accomplishment surpassed uniquely by Chamberlain. At the 2012 All-Star game, Bryant scored 27 centers to pass Jordan as a profession-scoring pioneer in the All-Star game. He additionally endured a broken nose and a blackout in the second of the All-Star game after a foul from DW. In April, he missed seven games with a wounded left shin. He returned three games before the finish of the regular season. In the last part of the regular season against Sacramento, he decided not to go for a potential third NBA scoring title, having required 38 points to outperform Kevin Durant. The Lakers were taken out of the end-of-the-season games by Durant's Oklahoma City Thunder in the second round of the second season games, losing in five games. The Lakers in 2012 and 2013 season gained focus Dwight Howard and pointed protect Steve Nash. On November 2, 2012, Bryant scored 40 centers, and he passed Magic Johnson at 1,724 as the Lakers' profession pioneer intakes. Be that as it may, the Lakers lost the game to the Clippers and began the season 0-3 without precedent for a long time and merely the fourth time in establishment history. In the wake of the starting season 1-4, Mentor Brown was terminated. He was supplemented by Mike D'Antonio, who Bryant knew as a kid when Bryant's dad was playing in Italy, and D'Antonio was additionally a headliner there. Bryant had developed close with D'Antonio during their time in Team USA. On December 5th against New Orleans, Bryant turned into the most youthful player, 34 years and 104 days. Allied history to score 30,000 points, joining Hall of Fame F. Chamberlain, Jordan, Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone as one of the five players to arrive at that achievement. On December 18th, in a 101-100 win over the Charlotte Bobcats, Bryant scored 30-plus focuses in his seventh continuous game, the longest streak by an NBA player in the wake of turning 34 years old. It was the fourth longest such streak in his vocation. His streak would be raged at 10 on December 28th out of a 104-87 win over the Portland Trail Blazers when he scored up to 27 points passing in general final quarter. In a transition to improve the group's protection, D'Antonio started having Bryant watch the adversary's best edge player. Bryant was the essential safeguard on the Cavaliers' Kyrie Irving, who was held to 15 points. Bryant recognized he was a progressively engaged safeguard when he had a provoking, cautious task, rather than when he set up the ball to contend with more vulnerable players. His guard upset adversaries and liberated Nash from horrible matchups. Bryant was driving the group in scoring through a significant part of the original 42 games. With a baffling 17-25 beginning to the season, D'Antonio had Bryant turned into an essential facilitator on offense, and Nash has gotten off the ball and turned out to be, to a greater extent, a spot-up shooter. In the following three games, Bryant had, in any event, 10 aids, 3 successes, with a 3-game aggregate of 39 assists. The most of his vocation. He missed a triple twofold in each game with nine rebounds back twice and 8 in the other. In 2 vital successes in March, he scored in any event 40 points and had in fact 10 aids consecutive games, turning into the first Laker to achieve the accomplishment since West in 1970. With the Lakers battling to verify the 8th and last season finisher billet in the Western Conference, combined with the wounds in the group, Bryant started playing practically every one of the 48 minutes each time. On April 10, 2013, Bryant turned into the primary player in the NBA history to get 47 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 squares, and 3 takes in an NBA game. On April 12th, Bryant endured a torn Achilles ligament against the Golden State Warriors, finishing his season. His damage came while he was playing 7 back-to-back quarters and, in any event, 40 minutes for 7 games. The 34-year-old Bryant was averaging his most minutes in 6 years, and just Portland's new kid on the block, Damian Lillard, was averaging more minutes. Lakers senior supervisor Mitch Kupak had addressed Bryant about his ample playing time 10 days sooner. However, Bryant demanded the Mitch expected to proceed with the given the Lakers season finisher push. Bryant had a medical procedure on April 13th to fix a tear, and it was evaluated he would miss 6 to 9 months. He finished the season with his standard numbers, scoring a normal 27.3 points, 46.3 shooting, 5.6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Be it as may, the New York Times called his driving of the Lakers once more into season finisher dispute, maybe probably because the best work of his vocation. Multiple times he arrived at 40 points during the season, and numerous times he had at least 10 assists. His job is a wholesaler named Enhancement Mamba, after the passing abilities of Magic Johnson. Bryant's help was the second most noteworthy of his profession, and his field objective rate was the most noteworthy since 2008 and 2009. The Lakers completed the season at 45-37, useful for the seventh in the West. Playing without Bryant, the Lakers were cleared in four games by the San Antonio Spurs in the first round of the end-of-the-season games. Chapter 14. Injury-Tormented Years, 2013 to 2015. Bryant continued practicing in November 2013 after the 2013-2014 season had just started. On November 25th, he marked a two-year contract expansion with the Lakers at an expected estimate of $48.5 million. He remained the group's most generously compensated player, although he acknowledged a limited arrangement. He had been qualified to get an augmentation beginning at $32 million every year. Bryant's agreement turned into a polarizing theme, with the depreciators contending that stars should take less cash to permit their group's increasingly budgetary opportunity. At the same time, supporters countered that the NBA's most celebrated stars were being paid not exactly their actual worth. Bryant continued playing on December 8th in the wake of missing the season's first 19 games. On December 17th, Bryant coordinated his season high of 21 points in a 96-92 win over Memphis. Yet he endured a parallel tibial-level crack in his left knee and was relied upon to sideline him for about a month and a half. He had played six games since coming back from his Achilles damage, which included time as a direct gatekeeper after the wounds towards Nash, Steve Blake, and Jordan Farmer. Bryant was averaging 13.8 points, 6.3 assists, and 4.3 rebounds, regardless of being sidelined, he was cast a ballot by fans to begin in his 16th All-Star game. Bryant didn't feel he was meriting the determination, and some compared it to a professional accomplishment grant for his past exhibitions. Be it as it may, he missed playing the game, despite everything hampered by his knee. On March 12, 2014, the Lakers controlled Bryant out of the rest of the period, referring to his requirement for more recovery and restricted time staying in the season. At that point, the group was 22-42 and tied for the most exceedingly awful record in the Western Conference. The Lakers completed 27-55 and missed the end of the season games. The Lakers completed 27-55 and missed the end of the season games, first time since 2005. Bryant returned for the 2014-15 season, his 19th season with the Lakers, who had supplemented D'Antonio with Bryant's previous Lakers partner Byron Scott. On November 30, 2014, in a 129-122 extra time triumph against the Toronto Raptors, Bryant recorded his 20th professional triple twofold with 31 points, 12 assists, and 11 rebounds. At age 36, he turned into the most established NBA player to accomplish 30 centers, 10 bounce backs, and 10 aides in a game. On December 14th, Bryant turned into the NBA's third unequal driving scorer, passing Johnson, passing Jordan 32,292 in a 194 win against Minnesota. He played in the initial 27 rounds of the period, averaging group highs with 26.4 points, 35.4 minutes per game, while driving the association with a 22.4 shots per game. Be it as it may, Scott held him out for three straight games to rest after one of the most exceedingly terrible exhibitions of the period, when Bryant submitted 9 turnovers and scored 25 points on only 8 for 30 shooting in 108-101 misfortune to Sacramento. He was experiencing irritation in his knees, feet, back, and Achilles ligaments, and Scott intended to lessen his outstanding task at hand going ahead. Multiple times, Bryant had surpassed 40 minutes in a game, and the mentor reprimanded himself for overburdening him after he began the season fit as a fiddle. For the season, Bryant had been shooting only 37% from the field, and the group's record was just 8-19. In his subsequent game back in the wake of resting, he had 23 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds back in 111-103 win over Denver, and turned out to be only the third player in Allied history to record numerous triple copies in a season at age 36 or more established. On January 21, 2015, Bryant endured a rotator sleeve tear in his correct shoulder while driving a pattern for a 2-gave dunk against New Orleans Pelicans. Although he was correct given, he came back to play in the game and ran the offense while shooting, spilling, and passing solely with his left hand. Before the damage, Bryant had been refreshed in 8 of 16 games. He experienced season-finishing medical procedure for the cost, completing the season averaging 22.3 points, yet shooting a profession low of 37.3, well beneath his 45.4 vocation imprint to begin the season. He was relied upon to be sidelined for 9 months, with an arrival focus close to the beginning in the 2015-16 season. The Lakers completed the season with a record 21-61, outperforming the establishment record for most misfortunes in a season that they had set the year earlier. Chapter 15, The Final Season, 2015-2016. In the wake of his recouping to play in 2015 and 2016 preseason, Bryant endured calf damage and missed the last 2 weeks of the display games. Be that as it may, he played in the season opener to start his 20th season with the Lakers, outperforming John Stockton's Alliance record of 19 for the most seasons with a similar group. On November 24, 2015, the Lakers tumbled to 2-12 in the wake of losing 111-77 to the Warriors. Bryant scored only 4 points quickly on a 1-for-14 shooting, coordinating the most noticeably awful shooting matchup of his profession, wherein he endeavored, at any rate, 5 shots. On December 1, 2015, he played his last game against his old neighborhood group, the Philadelphia 76ers, where the Lakers lost 103-91. He was playing against Gary Neal of the Washington Wizards in the wake of declaring his imminent retirement in 2015. On November 29, 2015, Bryant declared through the Players' Tribune that he would be resigning towards the finish of the period in his ballad titled Dear Basketball. Bryant composed that he became hopelessly enamored with the game at the age of 6. An adoration so profound I gave you my everything, from my brain and body to my soul and soul. The 2015-2016 season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the beating, my physique can deal with the granulate, but my body realizes it's an ideal opportunity to bid farewell, and that is okay. I am prepared to release you. In a letter disseminated to the Lakers fans before the night's down against the Indiana Pacers, Bryant expressed, "What you accomplished for me is far more important than anything I've accomplished for you. My affection for this city, this group, and every one of you will never blur." much obliged to you for this unimaginable excursion. At the hour of his declaration, he was second in the group in minutes, 30.8, behind Jordan Clarkson, and driving the group with 16.7 field scientific endeavors per game, while averaging only 15.7 points. His free toss endeavors had dropped from his profession normal, and his game had become over-dependent on siphoned fakes and long extended shots, making an association most noticeably awful in a 19.5% from a three-point go while endeavoring seven a game, practically twofold of his vocation normal. In his question-and-answer session after the declaration, he recognized his declining abilities. "Although I play like poop, I've worked super hard not to play like poop, and I do all that I can. What's more, I like that," he said. Chapter 16. Bryant, in his last Cleveland game, protecting LeBron James. Bryant mentioned that the rival groups out and about not hold any on-court functions in his respect or present him with any endowments out in the open. Before reporting his retirement, he had been enduring but not needing the compliment of an organized goodbye visit, liking to hear boos rather than cheers. In any case, he was regarded around the league with video tributes and fan applauses, including fields that generally sneered him. For example, Wells Fargo Center. Already Bryant was regarded not yet dearest, and he was astounded at the cheers he was presently accepting. On February 3rd, Bryant made 7 3-pointers. He scored at a point season-high 38 points, including 14 of the group's 18 centers in the last minutes of the game, for a 119-115 win over the opponents. The success finished a 10-game losing streak, and the Lakers turned away, setting up the longest losing streak in establishment history. Bryant turned out to be only the fourth NBA player, more than 37 years old, to log at any rate 35 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists a game. Bryant was a leader, generally speaking, vote-getter for the 2016 All-Star Game, with 1.9 million votes in front of Stephen Curry's 1.6 million. Having moved to little advance that season, Bryant was chosen as a front-court starter just because. Playing in his first game since 2013, Bryant had 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists. West partners offered to nourish him the ball, trying to get him another All-Star MVP, yet he declined. In the season finale on April 13th, Bryant scored an NBA season high of 60 points against Utah in his last NBA game, outscoring the whole Jazz group 23-21 in the final quarter. In the Lakers' 101-96 triumph, he turned into the most established player to score at least 60 points in a game at 37 years, 234 days old. The Lakers completed the season with 17-65 record, their most exceedingly